We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Albert, I'm annoyed that this stupid bagel guy is being paid to be in a boxing match. This guy's an idiot, and he doesn't deserve any
I want to see him
any money.
Butt kicked.
What do you think?
He's getting paid. Box?
I think. I assume he's getting paid.
He's going to put him in a ring to fight like other viral celebrities.
Some other viral nitwit.
Oh, so there's like going to be like a viral boxing circuit now?
Something like that. Well, they have that.
Sounds interesting. I mean, I think like watching people who don't know how to fight is almost more interesting than watching people who do know how to fight.
Well, you know, those Barstool guys have that like rough and rowdy thing where they get those guys in the ring and they don't know how to have any clue how to fight and they just go at it. Which is fantastic.
Right, this is like redneck fighting. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, Albert. Lot to get to here. You know, it for a while it was popular. It was popular to pick the Browns to be the breakout team this year. Now I feel like, you know, Colin Cowherd is leading this charge. It's now popular to pick the Browns to be a huge disappointment this year. Which way do you lean at the moment on the Browns?
Nah, you know, I think there's a lot. I think one area that you can really kind of point to and say if this works out, they'll be good, and if this doesn't, then they're going to have problems. That's the offensive line. I mean, I the more closely I've looked at it, things not working out with Desmond Harrison. You know, you're obviously more reliant on Greg Robinson because of that. You know, and it was a team strength when they were bad. You know, so it's been a while since they've had that question on their roster. You know, and what's so interesting about them is, you know, they have this one area now where, you know, no Kevin Zeitler, obviously a few years since Joe Thomas has been there, the left tackle position still in flux. You know, I know it's a boring way to kind of position it, but I think a lot's going to hinge on how the offensive line plays and how the offensive line comes along together. You know, and then, of course, I think everybody's going to be paying attention the first time they hit a bump. You know, whenever things, you know, might go a little sideways, how does Freddie Kitchens manage that, you know, with all the personalities there? So I still think they're going to be good, and I think Freddie's the right choice, you know, to be the head coach. I think he's put together a good staff. You know, but clearly you don't know with a team that's got so much new to it what it's going to look like until it all comes together.
Albert Breer is with us. Excuse me, Albert. I was choking there for a second. Albert, do you think that Duke Johnson will be on the opening day roster?
I think so, just because I think that they probably feel like they need to have that depth with Kareem Hunt's situation. And, you know, I can certainly see where, you know, once they're able, you know, to get Hunt going, obviously they've had Nick Chubb, they think there. Maybe he becomes expendable closer to the trade deadline. And maybe that's something you're looking at. But because of Hunt's situation, I just look at it and I say I think you have to keep that piece of insurance there, and he's affordable. You know, that's the other piece of it, is the contract's not going to break you. And it's part of the benefit of having a quarterback on a rookie contract, of course. But I think Duke Johnson will probably be there just because of, you know, circumstantially where the team is at that spot on the roster.
You know, we're talking with Albert Breer, MMQB. Albert, you know, the lone criticism of John Dorsey, at least here, like in Kansas City, it was questionable character guys and maybe some questionable long-term contracts eventually. That second one hasn't been an issue here, at least yet, but the questionable character thing has remained. Obviously, signing Kareem Hunt in this situation has really been the only criticism. I didn't like the signing. I still don't like the signing. Is that kind of held against him a little bit, do you think? And how confident, like, would you bet anything that Kareem Hunt's going to stay out of further trouble?
I don't know, because, you know, he had the issue coming out, and I don't think it was seen as that serious an issue when he was coming out of college, but, you know, there was the reputation connected to alcohol, there was a reputation connected to his temper, and, you know, you hope he's learned his lesson. I think the other thing is, you know, coming home and coming to an area where he knows so many people, there's always going to be the question of which way does that go, you know, because for some guys, it can be really good being around your family and your friends. For other guys, it's not such a good thing. And so I think it's interesting just because there are a couple variables there that are a little unpredictable. You know, and that's the piece of it that I think is going to be interesting. And look, I think that the criticism of John Dorsey's fair. You know, it's not like when he was in Kansas City, people didn't know what a talent Tyreek Hill was.
Right.
He was the guy who was willing to pull the trigger on a guy who was, you know, obviously had huge, huge questions about his character. We saw him do it last year with Desmond Harrison. That was another one, and that didn't work out. You know, Kareem Hunt's another one. I mean, look, obviously he had the reputation of taking those sorts of risks in Kansas City. It was well earned, and it paid off for the Chiefs in a lot of spots. I think, you know, continuing to do that in Cleveland, it's fair to ask the question of whether each individual move is the right thing. And I think the other thing you have to remember is in Kansas City, he had a coach in Andy Reid who, you know, had decades in the league and also very much subscribes to the idea of granting second chances and very much wants to take those risks on those sorts of guys. And so it'll be interesting to see how that works out with Freddie, because Freddie doesn't have the bank of experience that Andy did. And, you know, clearly I think, you know, if you look at the way they're set up, John certainly saddled Freddie with a lot of personalities and a lot of guys who have, you know, who are coming into that locker room with pretty strong feelings on how they think certain things should be run. So it's certainly going to be a test for a first-year coach. You know, I know others in the league looked at that and said, well, do you need a more experienced head coach, given the team that you're putting together there. But clearly they believe in Freddie and they projected him into that role and they think he's going to be good in that role. You don't know until you see him do it. I mean, I think he's the right kind of guy to handle it, but, you know, for a first year head coach, it's certainly an interesting situation to be put in with so many guys that have so many guys with big personalities, so many guys who have star power coming with them.
Albert Breer, MMQB, with us. You mentioned Tyreek Hill there. Why is this taking so long, Albert, and what do you expect the resolution to be?
I mean, I just have this bad feeling that they're not going to be as harsh on him as I think that they probably should be.
Wow.
And I look at the Richie Incognito penalty of two games, and there's part of me that wonders, is that sort of setting up for Tyreek to get four games or six games? You know, is that going to be sort of there as, you know, a method where you can't turn around and say, well, you gave Richie Incognito X, so Tyreek Hill deserves Y or Z. And so I'm going to be interested to see the way that all this plays out. You know, but I certainly think, you know, you can question the league's handling of it. Clearly, you know, they've taken their time on this. You know, I think it's something you do need to thoroughly investigate. I think you can question whether or not they should have used the commissioner's exempt list to sort of put them on the shelf while all of this is going on. And I absolutely positively think you can criticize the Chiefs for their handling of it. You know, the way that they handled the Kareem Hunt situation was obviously very different from this. And, you know, they said flat out, this is Andy Reid and John Dorsey at the press conference when they drafted him, it's going to be zero tolerance. And the fact that this happened with the same woman, you know, and that he's continued to find himself in these sorts of situations, tells you that, you know, what they were saying back then certainly didn't hold water.
Albert Breer is with us from the MMQB. Albert, it seems like I don't know if it's a controversy in Dallas with Zeke and talking about who's going to get paid. Is there enough money to go around with Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott? How do you think this situation plays out, and will Zeke hold out?
Well, let's start here, Dustin. It's a good problem to have, and I think it's a problem that you guys in Cleveland hope that you have in 2 or 3 years, that enough of those guys stand out where you got to pay a lot of them at once. So I do think that I think what a lot of people miss on this is that it does reflect the job that the Cowboys have done in putting the roster together. There are a lot of good young players that they got to take care of, and it's a credit to the personnel staff for putting that team together, and the Joneses too. You know, I think part of, you know, Zeke's motivation here is that he's got an idea of where he stands in line. You know, Dak Prescott's clearly been sort of the priority the last couple of months as far as, you know, which contract's going to get done first. And then after that, I think Amari Cooper, in part because he's justified giving up a first-round pick for him last year. And both those guys are in contract years. And so if you're Zeke Elliott and you're being told to wait your turn,
and there isn't a ton of movement on the back front, and there isn't a ton of movement on the Amari Cooper front, how do you move yourself to the front of the line? Well, the only way to do it is to hold out. And so, look, if I'm Zeke Elliott, I would absolutely hold out. And I wouldn't say that for every player at every position, but at running back, I think you have to strike while the iron's hot. I think he's maybe the most valuable running back to his team in the NFL right now. And I think he's so valuable to their quarterback and who they are offensively. He's got an opportunity to cash in big time here. And at that position, you know, that sort of greatness is so fleeting. It can go away so quickly. And we saw it with Todd Gurley last year. But I wouldn't blame him one bit if he decided to hold out.
Yeah, it's always tricky with the running backs, even the ones as good as him, right? Because you don't really want to pay running backs long-term deals, but obviously they don't want to lose him. So it's a tricky spot. I mean, you know, the Rams gave Gurley all that money, and they're probably regretting it right now. I know I agree with you, and go ahead.
Here's the thing, Bull. Just think like Zeke and Gurley are in a little bit of a different category, in that if you look at the success of the young quarterbacks in those spots, it's so tied to the running back and the ability of to work off of play action. And so I think that like the Rams and the Cowboys are such unique situations. Because if you're taking away from the running, if you're taking away the running back, you're really going to be taking away from the quarterback too. And
yeah,
I would argue there's nothing more important than the spot your young quarterback's in. And this is, I think, a critical year for Dak Prescott's development. Critical year for them, with all the guys coming up for contracts and everything else. And you know, I think you want to do your best to try to support your young quarterback. We got a really good team, and you know, I would normally, and 99% of running backs, I would say, you know, bite the bullet and find another one. But in a case like this, I have to say Zeke Elliott's got a good case to get paid. And that's with the acknowledgement that I think because of all the off-field stuff, there's even another level that would make you a little nervous.
It's tricky. Albert, good stuff as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.